An author who's been read in my home has died. In fact, he's been read again and 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 again. Eric Carle wrote The Very Hungry Caterpillar, along with other great books. Since its publication in 1969, that book has sold more than 50 million copies. He was 91 years old, and NPR's Netta Ulaby has our remembrance.
Eric Carle wrote more than 70 books for kids about busy spiders, grouchy ladybugs, and, of course, that very hungry caterpillar.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one...
That's Eric Carle reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
One slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage...
Its simplicity helps little kids grasp concepts like numbers and unfamiliar words. Michelle Martin is a professor of children's literature at the University of Washington. She remembers reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar with her four-year-old niece.
And when she got to salami, it stopped her because, you know, she knew about sausage, she knew about hot dogs, but she didn't know what salami was.
That's literacy building. Eric Carle wanted his books to evoke the joys of his own childhood, making art with big paintbrushes and bright colors, and walking through nature with his dad. But when he was six, Carle's life darkened. His parents had immigrated from Germany, and they decided to go back to Stuttgart shortly before the start of World War II.
Everything was gray and brown, with grays and greens and brown greens and gray greens and brown grays. You know, there was no color.
Eric Carle on NPR in 2007. In Germany, he was beaten by teachers, and his beloved father was drafted by the Nazis. The author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar experienced hunger firsthand.
And after the war, I became more familiar with abstract artists, and especially the Impressionists. Color, color, color.
Carle returned to the U.S. and worked in advertising before switching to picture books. He wanted, he said, to make childhood sweeter.
On Wednesday, he ate three plums, but he was still hungry.
Three plums.
Childhood is sweeter for children like Liam Jahovich, who's reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar with his very patient dad.
He ate through how many strawberries?
Four strawberries.
But he was still hungry.
In a statement, Eric Carle's family said he died peacefully at his studio in Northampton, Massachusetts on Sunday. A painter of rainbows, they wrote, is now traveling across the night sky. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.